Siman Shanayin Dalad. This siman discusses if the Pesach or Chaloyin that was used to connect two Chatzeres got closed on Shabbos, is the Erev Chatzeres still valid or not? The Mechaber says this of Aleph, that we have two Chatzeres adjacent to each other, and there's a Kaisel, there's a wall between them, there's a Pesach or a Chaloyin, a doorway or a window between the two, and that was the right shear, they were able to make Erev Chatzeres, they were able to carry from the bottom of one Chatzer to the Chatzer and all the way to the other Chatzer, and vice versa. Elamaisa, now on Shabbos, this Chaloyin, this Pesach on this them got stuffed up. Mishnah Berurah brings from Rashi an example. It was an avalanche, and there's a big wall over here with lots of stones and bricks, and there's no Pesach, there's no Chaloyin anymore. So the Mechaber says that you can still carry from the bottom on one side through their Chatzar to the other Chatzar on Shabbos, whether you're going to climb over the wall or you find some small holes that you can pass things through the wall, that works. And even if you made an Erev in the beginning of the year for the whole year, at some point during the week, the Pesach or the Chaloyin got closed up and got reopened on Shabbos. So now it comes out that this Shabbos, there was no Pesach, there was no Chaloyin at the beginning of Shabbos. Still the Erev, when the Pesach Chaloyin gets fixed on Shabbos, however you took care of it, whether you got a Goya to do it or somehow got fixed up on its own, things resettled, the Erev goes back into effect. And the reason is because since you originally set this up as an Erev for the whole year, so the Erev is set to work now for the whole year, and even if something went wrong in the middle, it could go back into effect even in the middle of Shabbos. Since the original Shabbos, the Erev Eschal, you know it's on some later Shabbos, got messed up during the week, and it was not affected at the beginning of Shabbos, still does not become Batel, and as soon as the Pesach Chaloyin comes back, the original Erev goes back into effect. And the Rambam says that even if somebody intentionally closed up the Pesach Chaloyin, still it could go back into effect in the middle of Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah from the Magadrah, many Achrayim that argue on this, and they say that since you closed the Pesach intentionally between the Chatzeres, that's like you intentionally mevatel the Erev. You showed you don't want this Erev Chatzeres anymore between the two Chatzeres. And therefore, if it got fixed up during the week before Shabbos and the Chaloyin and the Pesach got reopened, then it's fine. When Shabbos starts, the Erev re-takes effect, so to speak. It goes back into effect because the Maisa, everyone's a shuttah together in the past, the bread of the Erev, and isn't the Ba'is of one of the Chatzeres, and then Shmosh goes back into effect. However, if the Chaloyin and the Pesach is not going to fix till the middle of Shabbos, since you're Seisim, the Pesach Chaloyin, b'meizin the intention during the week, or b'vatal the Erev, and for the Erev to take effect again, it has to be b'ashvashas of the new Shabbos, and in the middle of the new Shabbos, cannot go back into effect, and Shabbos says, look in the Be'er Lacha, they explain that once you're machmal, the Magravam, and Zachrenim, and therefore, if the Pesach was closed intentionally during the week, you should not rely on it the following Shabbos, unless the Pesach Chaloyin was fixed up and reopened before Shabbos. Mishnah does say, though, that if when you close out the Pesach Chaloyin, it was intentional for it to be temporary closure, and you intend on reopening it, even if it did not get reopened until the middle of Shabbos, that's still fine, because that's not a bit on the Erev. And the Mechaber brings that the Rambam holds that which the Erev Chatzeres that exists at the beginning of Shabbos could continue into Shabbos, even if the Pesach Chaloyin get broken down, that's only to metalto each side within its own Chatzer. But to carry from one Chatzer to the other, the Gabbai that does not apply. We don't say Shabbos Kimish Hutra Hutra to allow you to carry now from the bottom one side to the other Chatzer if the Pesach Chaloyin gets closed up in the middle of Shabbos, only for each individual side. What's the Chiddush individual side? The Chiddush is even the side that does not have the Pesach of the Erev Chatzeres, still they can carry from their bottom to the Chatzer and their Chatzer to their bottom within their side, although the box of the Batzah, the Pesach of the Erev Chatzeres, is only on the other side. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says, the Halacha, the Ikkar is like the first sheet of Nag Rambam, and therefore once you have Shabbos, Kimish, Hutra, Hutra, it allows us to use the Erev Chatzeres even to carry from the bottom of one side all the way to the other Chatzer to the bottom of the other side, even though it's Nistam, a Pesach, or a Chaloyin in the middle of Shabbos. And the B'Alach discusses whether it's Nistam, a Pesach, what would be a case where the Erev Chatzeres came Balto during the week for a different reason, like the Tzitz Pesach came down, and therefore there's no Erev, because Tzitz Pesach fell down, there's no strings anymore. And then it gets fixed on Shabbos, let's say through a Goy or something like this. So by Ben HaShemashis, by the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't a good Erev. Now it gets fixed on Shabbos, it's Mustava, the Erev Chatzeres goes back to the effect, since he originally made the beginning of the year for the whole year. So although during the week the string came down, now it first got fixed on Shabbos, it'd still be good. But then the B'Alacha says you could differentiate that when the Mechitzes get broken down, that's a bigger problem. And therefore, that which you made the Erev at the beginning of the year for the whole year does not help unless it's first best gets fixed before Shabbos. He says, the Maisa, first gets fixed on Shabbos. He says, B'Shas Chak, Kimeko, and the Nishmas Adam writes like that as well.